Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. Today, excited to have another one of our franchise partners joining us today. And it is in one of those super duper unsexy service businesses that you kind of might kind of scratch your head like, is that a thing? How is that a thing? And then you learn more about it and you're like, oh my gosh, this could be the thing. That's what we're going to talk about today. And really excited for this one. So first, quick little reminder on who we are. And Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with well over 600 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 70 different industries. Our goal is to help clients find the absolute best franchise to own. And the goal of the Franchising 101 podcast is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. All right, that's the required stuff. Now let's get to the good stuff. So joining us today is the Vice President of Franchise Development for our featured brand today, which is called Grout Medic. And our guest is the wonderful Ms. Erica Pointer. Erica, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
So we are excited and I hope you're ready because I've got like 493 questions ready to fire off to you today just to get you all prepared for that. But
that's it. That's all.
Should be pretty easy. Yeah, I do have the right for follow-ups for every single one of those. So buckle up. But first, I think franchising, one of the things that I've learned over 9 years of doing this, this is a people business, right? Whether it's what we do, what you do, our clients, our franchise owners, the franchisors, everybody involved, let's connect with people. And I like to hear how people got into the world of franchising. And sometimes I ask that question on this podcast and I already kind of know the answer. I have no clue your story, Erica. So give us a little version of Erica and kind of how you got into this whole crazy world.
All right. Well, thank you. So I've been in franchising for about 7 years now. I kind of fell into it, to be honest. After high school, I didn't go the college route. I went to cosmetology school. I did hair for a few years, decided that wasn't for me. And I moved to the big city of Atlanta and got my first corporate job at a small financial services firm. And I also went back to school. I wanted my marketing degree. So as I was about to graduate, I started applying to jobs and I happened to land a marketing job in franchising at a local franchisor based here. And from there, I just got into the development side pretty quickly and loved it and don't plan on leaving anytime soon.
Yeah, once it's like the mob. Once you're in, you don't get out. A little less murder and extortion and those type of things. But I think it's cool. Almost everybody I've asked that question to, and I think one, maybe two people have had an answer that was like one was born into it, like their father was in it, right? So he didn't have any choice. Like it was literally the family business, right? But everybody else, it's like, they fell into it. They stumbled into it. They didn't. Next thing you know, they're in it. And maybe there's different pathways that you go, or, you know, you started marketing and then got into development, or people that are on one side or the other, or they become franchise owners. It's like, it's just this amazing thing that almost everybody we ask has that same story. It is just, it's crazy. And so, you know, 7 years goes by like in a blink of an eye in this industry, doesn't it?
Sure does. But it's fun.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about Grout Medic. And I know and Grout Medic is part of Premium Service Brand. So I want you to touch on that also. But really, let's start at the basics for Grout Medic. What are the services that are provided and kind of who are those customers? Let's just start right there with the basics.
Okay. So we clean, repair, color seal, grout and tile. We replace tiles in a lot of cases. It is mainly residential, but there's also a huge opportunity for commercial. think of a homeowner who the holidays are coming up, they're hosting a whole bunch of people. They're not really thrilled about how their bathroom looks. They don't really want to spend thousands of dollars. They call the grout medic. We come in one day in and out, and we bring their grout and tile back to life, make it look brand new. It satisfies both a need and a want. The need for people who water damage or mold mildew issues, we can repair that and fix that. And then people who don't really want to change what they have, they just want to make it look brand new again. So that's the gist of it. It's a pretty simple business model.
Which, and I think one of the things, and maybe this is just me and everybody else listening is like, oh, that totally makes sense, is understanding the market for this, right, is huge. I think one of the first times you and I spoke when you came on board with Grout Medic, I was telling you when I was having my house built and they were asking me all of the questions when you're doing like a custom build. And one of them was like, what color grout do you want? And I'm so dumb. I was like, I don't know what grout is. Like, first, let's start there. And then I just thought it was grout. Like, oh, that's the, there's one color, not to mention all the different things that you're talking about on the floor and like bathroom in particular with all of the water. For a homeowner, if I have that issue, I could have somebody come in and replace and redo my entire bathroom, remodel it. That's a huge investment and a huge chunk of money. You're able to come in, Grout Medic's able to come in and make it look like brand new, quicker, less mess, and a whole lot less money. Would that be accurate?
Very accurate. Yep.
Gotcha. Cool. So that's what we're doing. Now, what about the owner? So like, do I need to be this grout master to be able to own a franchise for the Grout Medic? Talk a little bit about kind of some of the and what that role is for the owner, kind of some of the things you guys are really looking for.
So with premium service brands, and by the way, we have 9 different home service franchise brands under our portfolio, soon to be 12. The goal is by 12 by the end of the year. And premium service brands acquired Grout Medic in 2021. And at the time, it was more of an owner-operator model. But being a part of premium service brands with over 1,100 locations across the country, we have these resources available to pivot to more semi-absentee owners, which is what we're looking for. So as an owner-operator, which we offer both, if you want to be, you know, the what we call the chuck in the truck model, where, you know, you're doing the estimates, you're actually performing the work in a lot of cases, you're doing the marketing, you're doing the hiring, you're doing everything. You can. I don't think that's the right move, especially with just our business model and resources and tools and technology that we have. As a semi-absentee owner, you are the CEO of your business. You are the brand ambassador. You're out in your community getting the word out. You're wearing your logo t-shirt or collared shirt at a little league game and just telling people what you do for a living and promoting your business that way. Obviously, you've got to make sure you're staffed in order to perform the work. So it's hiring and firing. We have a tool called Service Titan. It is truly like an all-inclusive CRM system from the moment that you have a lead come in to the point where the job is done. And just keeping your handle on that and keeping track of that and making sure that the operationally everything is running smoothly.
Gotcha. What do we need, whether it's owner operator or semi-absentee or somewhere kind of in the middle, right? What do we need stuff-wise, right? Do we need a big fancy retail location, an office, equipment, trucks? Walk us through kind of what that initial overhead looks like.
So no, it is no retail. Most franchisees don't have any kind of office or storage space. Once you hit a certain threshold of revenue, you might consider having a storage unit at the least, but it's vapor steam machines. That's how we actually clean the grout and tile. There's some handhold tools, cordless drill, sanders, grinders, caulk gun. Pretty much everything you can get from a big box store. We have, you know, a whole list of stuff that you want to keep on you at all times. And there's some certain products in order to do the cleaning and some of the restoration that you just buy as needed. But nothing crazy as far as equipment goes, and it can all fit in your van for the most part.
Gotcha. So starting with one employee right off the bat?
If you're going to be semi-absentee, you probably want to have 2, GM and a technician. That lead technician can grow into a bigger role later on and help train the new folks that you bring on. If you're going to be that owner operator, you want to start with another technician.
Gotcha. Talk a little bit then about some of the kind of the things that you're doing, both Grout Medic and Premium Service Brand. You mentioned Service Titan, but some of the support mechanisms in place, the marketing, the operation, some of the training as well. This isn't we got to be a master plumber, but we also need people making sure that they're doing a really good job. Oh, hi, Fluffy. We got a guest. Oh, bring him. Come on. Come on. Get the cat back up there. That's awesome. That's our first cat appearance of the podcast. That was Grout Medic. Where Fluffy? Yeah. What's our cat's name?
His name is Gus. He's very talkative.
I love it.
He wants to play.
Awesome. So yeah, if you're listening to this podcast and not watching the video, but you missed an appearance from, and there's Gus back making another one. So awesome. So Premium Service Brands, and Grout Medic, again, part of that, support, marketing, operations, training, there's a whole bunch of things there. But kind of walk us through some of the highlights of what you guys are going to be doing to support your owners.
So great question. What I love most about Premium Service Brands is the innovation and the level of support and how they've thought of everything in order to help our franchisees scale and grow and be successful. And the main thing I think is marketing. We have a CMO, his name is Mark Montini. I think he's brilliant. I've worked with him in the past before. He always says this, so I'm going to steal his line here, but he asks franchisees, why do you become a franchisee? Almost never has that person said, because I want to become a professional marketer. Let us handle that. So when it comes to marketing and all lead generation, specifically on the digital side, we run and manage on behalf of the franchisee. When those leads come in to the Grout Medic, it's going to a contact center that's fully staffed 7 days a week. Their job is to answer the phone, so you don't have to as an owner or as a franchisee, even instead of your GM. And they're putting appointments on your calendar, on your technician's calendar, for someone to go out there and do the estimate. And then through Service Titan, which again kind of manages the entire operation from that point until the job is done and you've been paid, it tracks everything for you. So lead generation, 90% of it is done by us, especially in that first year. We also provide quarterly marketing playbooks that include collateral scripts on what to say to people. There's like 13 different strategies in there, whether it be networking or an event or a sponsorship, anything local marketing. We give you the tools, the playbook, the collateral, everything that you need in order to execute it step by step. So I think that's a huge part of the support. It's probably my favorite part, marketing hat here. And the other is technology with Service Titan. And I don't think I need to go back into that again, but it's cloud-based. You can look on your phone while you're sitting at work and pull up your browser and see when your technician has left one job to go to the other, left their house to go to a job. It tracks how long they've been there, what time they left, they collect payment. The estimates are done through their accounting, bookkeeping, marketing analytics. I mean, you name it, it manages it for you.
Hey everyone, I wanted to take a quick break from our podcast to tell you about our amazing friends at Entrepreneur. If you're looking to become a franchisee or simply learn more about business ownership, and guys, let's be honest, you're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast, so we know you have some interest in this. And I really encourage you to go to entrepreneur.com to check out all of their great content and resources. Seriously, Entrepreneur has everything, all the way from a bookstore to the best podcasts, webinars, and videos, plus information on upcoming events and the latest articles that cover all aspects of franchising and business ownership. If you're having trouble deciding which franchise is right for you, start with Entrepreneur's renowned Franchise 500 ranking, which highlights the best franchises of 2022. For 45 years and counting now, Entrepreneur has been and continues to be the most widely recognized and respected authority in the franchise market. Digital and print subscriptions are available, so you never miss out on anything. So seriously, what are you waiting for? Go to entrepreneur.com right now and learn more. keep going. Go, because I want you the coaching and then some of the things with that training that go involved there as well.
Yeah, so it's 3 weeks of onboarding and virtual training, 1 week in person at our headquarters in Charlottesville, Virginia. And after that, you have this really robust 90-day launch period where you have the one-on-one coaching from your launch coach. And from there, you move into peer groups. And I mean, you have brand leads for every brand. They are your go-to person for really anything that you need. But there's always ongoing support. It's a large company.
Yeah. The marketing thing, and really with I think any franchise, the amount of support and the support people within an organization tends to blow people away, right? Then when you take something like Grout Medic and then you combine it with the parent company of Premium Service Brands, it can be overwhelming. And the thing that is almost like a weird negative, I think, is on the marketing side, right? The franchise, like you're like, hey, we're going to be able to, you know, help you almost 90% of your leads at the beginning. It's but then you almost have to remember as a franchise owner, you still got to get your butt out there as well, right? And like, you know, hey, both of us, we got the logoed polo on, or you're driving the wrapped vehicle, or, you know, and again, go back to that training and the marketing playbook. How many times have you talked to somebody who's like, okay, well, you're telling me I need to go network or connect or a BNI or a chamber. Like, I've never done that. I don't know what to do. You guys are still there walking them through all of those different things, or helping them give them additional ideas. Maybe it's something sponsorship related, et cetera. So even then, when they're getting out there, whether it's semi-absentee or full-time, like, there's no guesswork. All of those things are laid out for them. So it's like, you still got to get off your butt and go talk and be that face of the business. Right. But like, weirdly, I almost think I probably shouldn't say it this way. I weirdly almost think sometimes it's a negative how much franchisors do, because you don't want to sit there as an owner and go, well, I'm just going to kick my feet up. I'm going to play with Gus over here and wait for the franchisor to bring in all the leads. But you guys dang near do that. So it's good, but I always want to remind people, get off your butt and go out and connect as well. That's super key.
Well, one thing in particular about Grout Medic, when you're thinking of local marketing and what I can be doing as an owner, or I mean, honestly, at some point that can be your GM's role, is referral partners. And you mentioned BNI and Chamber of Commerce. Think about how many people are going to sell their house and they could probably use a little bit of a facelift in their kitchen, their bathroom. However, they don't want to invest thousands of dollars for a renovation. So realtors, building relationship with realtors as just an example, is, I think, another key part as far as that local marketing goes.
Right. Yeah. Or just bring your cat Gus. Realtor, I think in home service, realtors are the best referral sources on the planet. They got somebody for everything, trying to buy the house, trying to sell the house, all of those different things. And then, you know, it's not uncommon for a franchise owner within Premium Service Brands to have one of their sister brands in their area as well, to have cross marketing, basically you've got another buddy for, we had, maybe a month ago, Matt Woodcock from ProLift Garage Door is one of the Premium Service Brands, right? So you start Grout Medic and there's a ProLift owner in your territory, you guys need to be like besties, right? Because you're going to be able to have referral sources back and forth. You're going to be able to connect one another. Hey, I really work with this realtor group, or, you know, hey, I know these plumbers over here, and be able to refer people back and forth. That's, again, that overarching parent company is really huge with all of this as well. And then I know you guys are really encouraging for people that want growth. Multi-unit opportunities are available, right, for Grout Medic. And then what's the premium service buzzword we like to say? Stacking.
Stacking.
Right. So talk to us, what the heck is stacking?
So first, on your to your point about networking with your fellow franchisees, that are our Premium Service Brands franchisees. That is huge. I mean, why people wouldn't take advantage of that, I don't know, especially with BNI groups. I think you can only have one person per group from each industry. If you could all work together and all get in the same B&I group, I mean, that would be huge. But for stacking, yes. Another thing that I love about premium service brands is that you can always grow, not always, but you know, sometimes you can grow horizontally and acquire more territory. Sometimes you can't, it's taken, but we've got right now 9 or 8 other brands besides Brout Medic that, you know, we've got tons of open territory. We've only got 58 right now across the country. So we've got a lot of wide open space and availability. Yeah, you can stack, you know, a ProLift or a Rubbish Works on top of your Grout Medic and grow vertically instead of horizontally. And what's beautiful is like 65 to 70% of the general like operating system and process and resources are all the same for all the brands. So the ease of adding another brand on top it's tiny. It's minuscule, if you will. Sometimes you can even share your labor depending on the brand.
Right. Yeah. And again, if when you're already, it's not like you've got, you know, completely different internal systems, right? You're already using ServiceTitan, you already know the marketing playbook. It's going to be pretty darn similar from one to the next to make that there. And not everybody wants to do that, right? So there are people out there that want to be, you know, kind of that one person show. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. Like we all know owners in basically every franchise system that maybe aren't the top performers, but are the happiest owners. They're hitting their goals. Awesome. Yep. But not every service brand, and the majority of them, I would tell you, are the opposite of this. They don't encourage, or they're not open to semi-absentee. They don't have the systems in place for it. They don't want that empire builder who wants to scale with multiple territories, or that stacking where, and again, that's empire builder on steroids. And you guys are the ones that are looking at that to be able to go, no, you want to grow? Come on, let's make that happen. While still giving that opportunity for somebody. It's like, I don't want growth. I want something a little smaller. I want to be more hands-on with this. The cool thing is you really can have people on both ends of that spectrum. So that's pretty accurate, correct?
It is. And scaling within a single territory is still huge. There's a lot of opportunity there. It's not super expensive. I mean, you're hiring a technician and you're leasing a vehicle. I mean, that's it. So the ease of scaling just within a single territory is still good and very low investment and, you know, another option as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, I think when people think of service brands, right? Like just in general, that the home service space doesn't win too many awards for like sexiest industries on the planet, right? There are not many people that like, you know, boy, I remember being a kid, Eric, and all I was telling my mom and dad how I wanted to own a grout business someday, right? Like that's not going to happen, but it's being able to see low investment, low overhead, quick ramp up, easy to scale, things that you mentioned like beautifully, like both a need and a want. And scalability is, hey, look, we're growing so fast. We need another vehicle. We need another technician, right? We need that neighboring territory, or the heck with that. I'm going to come back to Erica and go, Erica, what else you got? Right. Let's come back and add and kind of stack on top. Really is a unique opportunity within franchising for sure. So, the other thing I want to make sure we talk about is talk about owners connecting in the community, right? Being the face of the business, having that pride of ownership. But sometimes it's not the things that we are doing or spending money on, but it's how we can give back to the community. Premium Service Brands has something kind of throughout all of their brands that's, I know is kind of a thing, so to speak. So talk to us a little bit about what that is.
Kids Lift. Kids Lift is very near and dear to us. So Paul Flick, our CEO, started this back in 2015, I believe. And it's just an opportunity to help children. I mean, there are so many kids out there who maybe don't have meals when they go home or on the weekends. They come to school and they don't have any school supplies. You see them coming in with no backpacks. So we partner with other local organizations. Like if there's a franchisee who, you know, has always been involved with Boys and Girls Club, we can collaborate with Kids Lift and do you know, certain things together. If there is a school that is just in dire need of some kind of renovation or new paint or new grout, new tile, we can come in and do those projects as well. And then, you know, working with your other franchisees that are under that premium service brand umbrella is a really cool opportunity as well to do even more with Kids Lift. So we definitely encourage that.
Yeah. No, and I think it's awesome. And the sometimes people will come to us and they'll think, well, you know, I need a business in this industry because it's where I have the experience prior, or it's my passion, right? Like, oh, I love cats, right? So therefore, I need a cat franchise. Well, yes, we have those, but maybe the best fit has nothing to do with a service or product for our cat. But how can we like take advantage of that, the passion for and touch in the community? Is it pets, right? In this case with Kids Lift, how can you make a difference? And like, I don't know what kind of evil human being you have to be to go screw the kids, right? I don't want to help them. And yes, you are making a difference in the community. And like, as an owner, that should be something that you frankly want to do. But let's also be really honest, you're out there, you're doing these things with the name of your business, right? You're doing it because it's the right thing to do, but you will get, like, it will help you grow the business. It will get the awareness out there. And so yes, you're going to spend money on all kinds of money on the marketing. You're going to connect, but I love the Kids Lift thing that Premium Service Brands has to give owners. Don't have to necessarily come up with what that give back is. Just follow along. And again, like, how in the heck can you not want to do something to help, like, help kids, right? So I love what that is all about. So I'm glad again, I want to make sure you had a chance to talk about that. And then, Erica, anything else maybe we haven't talked about that you would want us to be aware of about Grout Medic or Premium Service Brands as a whole?
So I'm just going to add one more thing about Kids Lift. Just like we give you the local marketing playbooks, we give you a kids playbook or a Kids Lift playbook as well. So, you know, again, we are right there beside you and can tell you exactly what to do if for some reason, you know, you're having a hard time coming up with ideas. Just like, I don't know, if I could just list off a couple key things. And I think we may have already said that, but it's a low investment. It is very streamlined. It's a very simple business model. It's not like we've got 15 different services that we offer. Again, it's going to serve both a need and a want. And I think what people may not think about is the opportunity for commercial. You know anyone that owns a hotel or works at a hotel in your area? I mean, I think that there's just a massive opportunity for growth for our franchisees on the commercial side. And
yeah, no. And I think that's a huge one, right? Because again, you're going to start out on the most part residential, but if you think somebody's bathroom is nasty in their house, what the heck do you think looks like in a hotel, right? So, I mean, we've all stayed in a hotel that we'd rather not admit we've stayed in, right? And then sometimes even, you know, the bigger ones, like people are in and out of there all the time. People are nasty individuals in hotels, right? So how do you, as that owner or maybe your GM, get out and connect, build those relationships? Those are huge ticket items, and you know you're going to be going back more often in those because of the usage than in the house, right? So I'm glad you brought that back up. Yeah, right? That move in, move out.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, because somebody might be crazy cat lady and, you know, their cats were using the bathroom as a litter box or whatever. I mean, not Gus, because Gus is obviously awesome, but
obviously.
Other cats. Cool. Erica, thank you so much for taking this much time to come on and talk to us today about Grout Medic and Premium Service Brands. So thank you so much.
No, thank you for having me, and apparently Gus, who made a few cameos.
Yes, so that is a podcast first. So we'll get him a prize for that for sure. So, and as always, for all of our loyal podcast listeners, thanks so much for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more about the Ground Medic or any of the 600 plus franchises that we work with, reach out to us, francoach.net, franchising101podcast.net. Remember, there's never any service or fee for our service, so let's help you create your better tomorrow. Thanks, everybody. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to Francoach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising, so you can create your better tomorrow.